The following is a paid program. The content has been provided by Glazer & Associates. WFTL, its staff, management, and ownership are not responsible for the content. Some of the opinions and endorsements provided herein were in exchange for compensation from Glazer & Associates.
Good morning and welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs. We're here each Sunday at 11 on 850 WFTL in South Florida. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm here again today with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer and Sachs PA, a law firm specializing in community association law and having offices in Fort Lauderdale and satellite offices in Orlando and Tampa. We're here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. We would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your condo and HOA questions, no matter where in the state you are. So give us a call right here in our studio, 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the email the show tab.
All right. Good morning, everybody. If you're a fan of the show and like to read our blogs and newsletters, just make sure to go to our website at www.condocrazeandhoas.com and join our email list. By joining each week, you're going to get announcements about the show, our blog, our free seminars, our newsletters, updates on the law, and a lot more. Tomorrow's blog topic, as a matter of fact, is there any hope for HOAs next year? Can't tell you how many people are begging me, Karen, to try to do something for HOAs next year. And I think we're going to be able to pull it off. How about that?
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I think there's been a lot of help for condos this year. And legislators, I think, are getting it that HOAs are deserving of the same help.
What, that $4 is not a tax?
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully
we'll
do something about the $4 not being stolen from condo owners. But that crime bill should certainly apply to HOAs. There's just as much a crime that's occurring in HOAs as there are in condos.
But what I'm saying is they don't want them to have the DBPR, you know, overseeing them because they don't want to have them assess the $4 because that would be a tax.
The big $4 for all that help. How just simply silly that is. But hey, Karen.
Yeah.
And this is big.
Oh boy.
Before we start, I have a disclosure to make, and I got to tell you, in hindsight, looking back, I probably should have revealed this sooner, but circumstances as they are, it now warrants that I get in front of this now, and I deal with it now.
All right.
And I wanted to do it live. I wanted to do it on this show because my listeners deserve nothing but my complete honesty.
I don't think you've ever done this. What did you do? Uh-oh.
Well, you may not actually believe this, but I met with the Russians.
What?
Yeah, it's true. I met with the Russians, yep. All four of my grandparents are Russian.
Oh, my gosh.
And although I never met my grandfathers, I got to disclose this, I did speak about Russia and the United States with both of my grandmas, may they rest in peace, and they're from Minsk and Pinsk.
Did they give you any dirt on
Hillary? I got the dirt on Russia. I absolutely did. And we spoke about the United States.
Oh!
And
you did not. This is treason.
Yeah, I know. It is treason now, according to CNN, apparently. It's true.
I'm
terribly ashamed. Right. But listen, it's not like I sold 20% of our uranium to Russia. Right. It's not like while I was Secretary of State, my husband was receiving $500,000 per speech in Moscow.
Yeah.
And it's not like my foundation was receiving millions from Russia while I was the Secretary of State. But I did think that my Russian relationship and my ties to the Russian community needed to be addressed before some Democrat out there gets wind of this first and demands that I get deported or jailed for attempting to overthrow the U.S. government. And listen, the truth is, for all I know, both of my grandmothers might have been in the Russian mob. Who knows, you know, way back when. Who knows? So there's my disclosure. I colluded with my grandmas, Anna and Mary, right in my own living room back in Brooklyn. And I got to admit, I feel better. I got that off my chest right now.
Did they email you or anything? Is there an email chain?
You mean, did CNN email me?
No, did your grandma's email you before the meeting?
No, they passed away a long, long time. Oh, there's no emails. They'll never be able to prove it,
okay.
CNN, but at least I disclosed it.
Well, you came clean.
Right.
Yeah, so, and there's that word again, you just use it, collusion. Everyone throws it around, but you know what? Nobody really actually explains what it means.
That's because the media are sheep, Karen. There's actually no crime called collusion. But apparently now every time someone has a conversation with someone from Russia, they're guilty of this make-believe crime called collusion that actually doesn't exist. And it's funny to watch CNN spend 23 and a half hours a day talking about collusion, and they don't even know what it means. They don't have a clue, and that's why they're now in 13th place in the ratings behind Yogi Bear reruns on Nick at Night, if you can believe it. That's how low that network has fallen. It's pathetic.
But
if you want an example, you want an example of collusion?
Yeah.
Here's what collusion actually means. You ready? Here's collusion perfectly used in a sentence. CNN and Hillary colluded to provide Hillary with the debate questions before the debate. Right? Perfect. There's a perfect example of using the word collusion perfectly. You want another one?
Yeah.
Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton colluded on that airplane runway just before the U.S. Attorney's Office decided not to bring charges against Hillary.
Mm.
Perfect examples of collusion. And guess what? Those aren't crimes technically either. So the media should back off because they show, quite frankly, their ignorance when they continue using the word collusion for a crime that actually doesn't exist. Just simply ridiculous. We make a joke about it because that's what all this is, quite frankly. But on to a new topic. All right. The next topic has been creating controversy and fights at the Florida legislature for years now. And finally, it got cleared up this year. And the fight I'm talking about is regarding estoppel requests. So what is an estoppel request, you ask? An estoppel request is a letter to the association that is sent out usually by someone who's buying a unit in either a condo or in an HOA. And the person that's buying, obviously, they want to know exactly what they're getting into. They want to know exactly what's owed before buying that unit so that they simply pay what that unit owes at that closing, and thereafter the association is stopped from asking for additional funds.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically a way of protecting yourself so that you make sure when you get that letter from the association, you can rely on it. You can close. You don't have to worry about after the fact that you close, the association says, wait a minute, the prior owner owes a ton of money, and you're now responsible for it.
Oh.
So that's the big reason why you send out these estoppel letters. Again, you want to buy your peace, so to speak.
It's like
a matter of fact, you know what? Before we actually move on to this, how about we take, I see Steven's telling us calls are coming through.
Yeah.
How about we go to Gail in Fort Myers Beach? Oh, she has a question about an estoppel letter.
Hey, hi, Gail.
One of my questions. It seems that our condo association was under some pending litigation, not for a whole lot of money, but there was pending litigation, and two units sold during that period of time, and it appears that they did not disclose that in the estoppel letter. And I'm trying to get more information about it, but that's the way it appears right now. I was wondering, how serious is this, and, you know, and what can be done about that?
Well, probably isn't, because the new estoppel laws went into effect on July 1st, requiring that very specific form to be used. But prior to July 1st, there was no specific form that needed to be used. So the question is, when that estoppel letter went to the association from the attorneys representing those two buyers, did that letter that they used, did they actually ask in those letters, is there any litigation going on? Do we know?
I believe there was that it did because I looked up. Actually, I called one of the realtors, and they said that was a question on the disclosure form that the owner has to sign. And, of course, the owner was not made aware of the fact that there was pending litigation.
Well, the owners don't sign this.
We were not told.
Yeah, but just to tell you, the owners don't sign this. This is a letter that's normally when
it's signed by the association. Isn't there also a disclosure form? But isn't there also a disclosure form that the owner signs with the realtor, you know, to disclose certain things? But I know back to the estoppel letter, I believe that the letter that was sent, the estoppel letter, does say, at least according to a realtor that I called,
potentially
ask if there's any pending litigation.
If the specific question was asked and the association lied, then potentially the association could wind up in some trouble for that. But again, that wasn't the law. Probably at the time that letter was written. And the disclosures that you're talking about, Gail, is typically when a seller sells a home in Florida, and Karen, you and I spoke about this many times on the show, the seller is under an obligation under the law in the state of Florida to disclose hidden defects in your property. So if you had a roof leak and you paint over the roof leak so nobody can actually see it, and when the buyer does an inspection and the buyer seems to think everything is okay. If you deliberately covered over damage, for example, under the Johnson versus Davis Florida Supreme Court case, that seller would have an obligation to disclose those latent defects, those hidden covered defects. And if they don't, seller could be sued for fraud and rescission of the contract. All right, who else we got? We got Ken in Deerfield. How are you, Ken?
Oh,
Ken, you got to shut your radio, Ken.
Okay.
Ken, you got 3 seconds to shut your radio. We go to a break.
Okay, 3 seconds?
Yeah. Are you there? Last shot.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay, how can we help?
Oh, okay. This is about the safe harbor issue. We have a unit here in our condominium complex that has been taken over by the bank, and the association is owed $11,000, and
right.
It's been sold to another bank. And so it sounds like what we've heard is the association is entitled to only 1% of the sale price or what's less. I'm not
That's
sure.
Right. Okay, so let's basically explain what the safe harbor provision means. So in order to buy condos and HOAs, the banks need to loan money to the potential buyers, right? If buyers weren't able to get mortgages, then the condo and the HOA market would be dead. Nobody would be able to buy and sell. So banks are going to loan money to help these purchases go forward. But what are banks worried about? Banks are worried about, well, what if the buyer that we're loaning all this money to doesn't pay their condo dues or they don't pay their HOA dues, and they ring up a big bill owed to the association, and then we have to foreclose because the mortgage isn't getting paid. We want to make sure as the bank that if we get back the unit at a foreclosure, we have to foreclose on the borrower. We want to make sure we don't owe all this money to the condo or to the HOA. So what did the Florida legislature do? The Florida legislature passed a law, basically called the Safe Harbor Law, that says, hey, banks, don't worry. Don't be afraid to loan money on condos and HOAs. Don't be afraid to loan money to these borrowers. Because even if you loan the money, and even if they stop paying their condo dues, and even if they stop paying their HOA dues and your mortgage, and you foreclose, and let's say they owe the condo or the HOA $10,000, like what you said, that person owes your condo. Bank, the only thing you will be responsible for under the law is the lesser of 1 year of assessments or 1% of the mortgage. So don't worry about it. You'll never have to worry about the fact that you're going to owe condos an extreme amount of money or the amount of money that your borrower owes the association. We're going to protect you. We're going to provide what's called a safe harbor for you. You'll only be responsible for the lesser of 1 year or 1%. All right, we've gone way over on our first break. So taking your calls, everybody, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We will be back right after this.
Balconies breaking down, are pieces of concrete and stucco flying off your building, making the building look ugly and putting your residents at risk? Are you in need of your 40-year certification for your building? If so, you need Carousel Development and Restoration right away. Carousel is a concrete restoration company specializing in high-rise condominiums throughout South Florida. Whether you need balcony repairs, garage decks, full deck replacement, rail fabrication and installation, impact windows and doors, or painting and waterproofing, Carousel has you covered. After all, we're South Florida's largest locally owned structural restoration contractor and have been located in Delray since 1979. We know how tough it is to start projects in your condo. Where do you begin? You begin by calling the licensed and insured experts at Carousel Restoration for a free estimate. 561-272-3700. That's 561-272-3700. Or visit the website, cdri.net.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.com.
Need an insurance evaluation, audit, or quotation for your condo association or homeowners association? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz. We insure over 800 associations, and we are the clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989. We write insurance on billions of dollars of property values. We are an independent insurance agency representing insurance companies which specialize in condo and HOA insurance. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your insurance program, call now 954-640-6225 and ask for Greg Waltz. 954-640-6225, Mack, Mack & Waltz Insurance Group. Let us protect your association.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Karen Curtis here with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Sachs. His law firm specializes in community association law. The number to call to ask Eric a question for free, 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585.
Hey, Karen, I just want to give a shout out to George Fernandez. I walk in my office this morning, and I got a big, beautiful card on my desk. And I'm like, what is this? And I open it up. And it says thank you on the cover, and I open it up, and here's what it says inside. Dear Eric, I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you and Karen during your weekly radio program on 850. I also want to express my gratitude for the education and information you provide weekly during the show. It is a very enjoyable experience speaking to you about my time as a board member in my condo, a wonderful dialogue. Keep up the great work, and it's regards, George Fernandez.
So lovely.
Thank you, George. That was really nice thing
taking
said
the
about
time,
both of us,
yeah.
Karen.
That was lovely.
Absolutely. Thank you, George. And we'll keep doing our job. Thank you very much. All right, before we actually went to our break, we were talking about new estoppel law that went into effect as of July 1st and all the fighting that's been going on about it.
Yeah, why is the estoppel letter, it's been the subject of so much fighting over the last few years. Why?
Yeah, and because it's all about following the money. It's all about who gets to charge to prepare an estoppel letter on behalf of an association and how much can be charged to prepare that estoppel letter.
Oh.
And no matter how much the Florida legislature allows associations and management companies and their attorneys to charge, you know, everybody seems to be screaming, it's not enough, we want more. And this year was no exception.
So does this new estoppel legislation apply only to condos?
No, it doesn't apply just to condos. The new estoppel laws apply to condos, it applies to co-ops, and it applies to HOAs.
Okay.
So let's give, there's a statute was really long, so let's kind of just go through it piece by piece if we can, and we'll see what changed this year. All right, first, associations, now you have to respond to an estoppel request within 10 days and not 15.
Okay.
So your time period to respond was shortened, and now the request can actually be made electronically,
okay,
which means by email.
Right.
Second, an association has to designate on its website, and this is what the statute says, don't shoot the messenger. An association must now designate on its website a person or entity with a street or email address for receipt of a request for an estoppel certificate.
Nice.
Kind of strange.
Well, you think that's strange?
Yeah, because you know the thinking was that only associations, at least this year, with 150 or more units, are going to have a website.
Okay.
So this makes everybody.
I see everybody. I got you. Okay.
Yeah,
right,
and,
right,
you know,
right.
It's just very, very strange. Suppose your association doesn't have a website.
And that was just for condominiums. Yeah. So now
right,
everybody.
Exactly.
Has
and that
to
was
have
just
it.
For
right.
condominiums right. as well. Exactly. So it's just a very strange. No one knows how to interpret
That's
it.
That's very yet. Interesting.
Very confusing to say
oh,
the least.
Wow.
Right. All right. Third, the estoppel certificate can be prepared by any board member. Here's where the fights come in, too.
Okay.
It can be prepared by any board member, any agent of the association, any manager, or the attorney. And not only does it have to say what's owed on the unit, you know, a caller before asked the question, well, what about, you know, is there litigation that's going on? Does the association have to disclose that? Well, there's a lot of things now that have to be disclosed in that estoppel letter. It has to state the parking or garage space numbers that come with the unit, the attorney's name and the contact number if the unit is delinquent, the fee for the estoppel letter, the name of the person requesting it, how much the monthly assessments are, when the next installment is due, all the monies that are owed has to be itemized on that estoppel letter. Any special assessments, this is important, any special assessments that are scheduled to become
Whoa.
Due.
Oh, my God, that's huge.
That's exactly.
That's a
that's
huge,
where the
that could be a
in.
Big chunk of change, and yeah. you're buying into it, and then all of a sudden you're on the hook for this. Oh,
exactly. That's exactly right.
Oh, my gosh. So we've heard so many times that on the show where a buyer complains that he bought someone's unit, had no idea there was a massive special assessment coming. We need new roofs or
happens.
Something.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
It happens all the time. And this new law was designed to protect that type of an unwelcome surprise.
But I mean, do people actually move out because of a special assessment that might be coming in?
Oh, sure. A lot of people can't afford it. And I got news for you, Karen, and this was a big article in the Naples News this week as well. In light of the veto of House Bill 653, as
right.
you know,
right.
associations are now going to be required to put in engineered life safety systems.
Right. Oh,
and
it's expensive.
It's going to be very expensive. And there's no question about it that there's going to be people that simply cannot afford it, especially when you have people who aren't fixed incomes, who are on Social Security, and it's going to be a problem when people can't afford it. What do? Do you wind up foreclosing on them? Although I'll say this. I'm sure you saw it, Karen.
In Hawaii.
In Hawaii.
Yeah.
That's right. There was another fire in Hawaii in a high-rise condominium, and three people died.
Yeah.
And that building did not have sprinklers. And, you know, in our blog this week, we blogged about it, we debated, and, you know, some people think, and Jan Bergman from CCFJ makes a good point, the elderly people, perhaps some of them can't afford it, but you know what? They're the ones that need the protection the most.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Because if forced to get out of a building quickly, they're the ones that can't get out of the building quickly. They're the ones that perhaps are in wheelchairs. They're the ones that perhaps have walkers, you know. So while you might not be able to afford it, the sprinkler system or the engineered life safety system may wind up saving your life.
Yeah.
Now, the other side of the equation is, but wait a minute, I'm making that decision on my own. Stop worrying about me. If I decide to vote it down, that's my business. You know, I don't want the government telling me what to do. You know, and I don't know if there's a right answer or, you know, or a wrong answer. You know, it's a lot of people think if I want to take the shot, I want to take the chance, and I want to take the risk and vote against the installation of sprinklers or an engine and life safety
system. That's my decision.
That's
right.
my decision. Don't force it on me. You know, I don't want the government in my life. But the other side is, no, we got to put, well, forget about you. It's not just about you. It's
about
also about the people that come in and try to save you.
But the bill, the legislature, all but one vote said, give them more time,
yep.
was what the bill said. And then the governor saw the fire in London and vetoed the bill after
yep,
all
exactly.
almost all the, and you were part of that bill, thought, well, we'll give them more time to work on this, right? That's what
yeah.
the whole bill was about.
But I get the feeling that this is certainly dead for a long time coming. You know, unless it winds up resulting potentially in massive foreclosures, I think this is the way it is. And the London fire certainly put the kibosh on it, but this Hawaii fire
yeah.
now really put the
nail
kibosh
in the
on
coffin,
it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was the nail in the coffin. But let's do this. We've got to take our bottom end of the hour break. I see we got Bob on the line. We got Linda behind him. Taking your calls, everybody. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
Condominium Concepts Management puts your condo's interests first. Condominium Concepts negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all the savings are passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help, not take control of your association. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time when every dollar counts, Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye for reducing expenses for every unit owner. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370 for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping the communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Sachs, a law firm specializing in community association law. Taking your phone calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. And if you have a product or service that our Condo Craze and HOAs listeners can use, why not become a sponsor of our Condo Craze and HOAs radio show? You can have a commercial during the show, have display tables at all of our live events that we do throughout the state, get to meet hundreds of condo and HOA board members. Your company's logo and website will be posted on the Condo Craze website and on our email blast that we send out every week, as well as in our listeners' newsletter. We send the newsletter out to tens of thousands of community associations all around the state. To find out more, just go to the website at www.condocrazeandhoas.com.
All right. How about we go to Bob? How are you, Bob?
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. How can
we help? My question is, as a unit owner in a condominium, how would the unit owners go about firing or dismissing the attorney for the association?
The unit owners have no say in who the attorney is for the association. That's a decision made by the board of directors. If you don't like the attorney, the bottom line is you got to get rid of your board first and then change the attorney. But the current board members, they have the right to select who the attorney is.
Okay, so that is the total answer to my question.
Yep, the unit owners don't get to decide who the attorney is. That's a job of the board.
who don't want to change attorneys.
Then that attorney will be there until the board says he's not there any longer. That's a decision of the board.
Could there be any conflict of interest between board members and the attorneys?
Is it possible? Probably, it may be difficult unless that attorney, for example, represents a board member in a personal capacity. Then potentially there might be a problem. There might be a conflict there somewhere. If they're in some other business together, there might be a conflict. But other than that, you know, no, that's very difficult to conceive of a conflict. It's just like the attorney, quite frankly, is just like, hold on, Bob.
I'm sorry.
No, the attorney's like anybody else, like any other vendor, quite frankly. The association board gets to decide who's going to be the gardener, who's going to be the accountant, who's going to be the maintenance guy. Same thing with the attorney. They make that choice, period. Okay?
So it has to be a total vote of the board.
Of the board. That's a board vote.
Dismiss it.
Correct. Okay? Thanks for the call, Bob. How about we go to Linda?
Hi. How are you?
Hey,
how
Linda.
Are you
how
doing?
Are you?
My name is Linda. I'm the vice president on a board in Southwest Florida in Venice. And we're not in state. We live in New Jersey, and both my fiance is also on the board. What we're finding out is that we are trying to find out if you know who we can contact to let them know that the board is refusing to enforce the bylaws, and new buyers aren't being given any condo docs to sign with rules and regulations or anything like that. And there's a little conflict of interest, there's a lot more to it, but the manager is a realtor on the island, and the president is an accountant on the island, and she's also a bookkeeper.
Okay,
so we
potentially
don't get full disclosure.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff that's not being told to us. We get like excerpts from emails, and then we'll find out the whole story is that people didn't know, you know, because they never got rules and regulations. And we're just wondering, is there someone we can contact about that?
Well, is this a condo or an HOA?
This is a condo association.
Okay.
HOA,
if it's a condo, okay, again, you get help. Because if your answer was an HOA, I got to tell you, sorry, there's absolutely nobody out there that can help you. And you're going to have to go file a court action or proceed to mediation. But if you're a condo, then potentially there is somebody out there that can help you, and that's the Department of Business and Professional Regulation. And, yeah, you know, the new laws that were just passed as of July 1st make it pretty clear that if your president is on the board of directors, he also better not be charging to be the accountant for the association, okay, because that would be potential conflict of interest. So,
right.
Yeah, but the way I read the statute, I have to tell you, again, written very, very confusingly, and the way I read two different parts of it, one section it seems like it's outright impossible, can happen, it's a clear conflict of interest, and then I go and I read the second part of the statute, and it appears to me that, wait a minute, if you get consent of the board and it's fully disclosed, that it actually can continue. So unless these kinks are worked out in the statute over the next year, the bottom line is a lot of this is just up for grabs, up for interpretation, and maybe next year we'll work out the kinks. But the bottom line is if you have a problem in a condo, you as a condo owner can open up a complaint with the Department of Business and Professional Regulation, whereas someone in an HOA cannot. So what you want to do is you want to go onto the website for the Florida Division of Condominiums, Timeshares, and Mobile Homes. Get that confused. That might be timeshares, condominiums, and mobile homes. But the bottom line is that's where you want to look. There'll be a section on there to open up a complaint, and that's how you'd go about doing it. Okay?
Thank you so much for your information.
You
have
Thank
a great
you, Linda.
Day.
I think we got one more, Bob. How are you, Bob? Second Bob.
Yes.
Bob in West Palm, right?
Yes, that's me.
Okay. How can we help Bob in West Palm?
We have a condo owner who has not lived here for years. Left owing a mortgage, not paying his maintenance fees, recreation fees, utilities, and taxes. The bank never wanted to deal with it. In fact, they kept selling the mortgage to other banks.
Right.
And now apparently someone had bought over the years the tax
deed
certificate.
Right.
And it is scheduled now for a tax deed sale.
Right.
We don't think that anyone's going to intervene. We don't think the bank cares. We don't think the owners care. The question is it true that if somebody buys the condo, it will eradicate everything that is owed to everybody?
That is
meaning
exactly
if we
right.
as an association decide to bid and we are the successful bidders, can we get that condo free and clear and
yep.
resell it?
Now, needless to say, that would be if every party who may have an interest in this unit is provided with the opportunity and properly placed on notice by the tax collector in Palm Beach County. But if everything is done correctly and everybody was provided notice of this sale, yes, you would have a tax deed sale. And at that tax deed sale, a buyer would buy it, right, at an auction. And they buy it completely free and clear of any monies whatsoever that is owed on the mortgage and to your condo. So it's a complete, you know, outright wiping everything out.
May I ask one more question about
sure.
it? So we understand that if we are the successful bidders, will then we sell the condo?
You certainly can, correct. If
somebody comes and buys a condo from an owner, we have an investigation, and we as a board can approve or not approve the new owner.
Yep, not here, not with judicial sales. Not going to happen here.
So in other words, whoever buys the condo is simply entitled to the condo regardless of what their background.
There you go. You can't, you know, that buyer can't go through a background check before they move in, right? Before they buy it at the sale, obviously not. So, yes, you're going to have
incentive.
To honor the people that buy it at that auction.
So this is an added incentive, obviously, for the association to get involved.
Absolutely. But let's say they want to put a renter in there. It's, you know, depending upon what your documents say, you'd certainly have the right to go screen and review the credentials
right.
of that renter, assuming your documents allow for that. We can do a whole show
right.
on
well,
that issue.
Well, we've pretty much given up on getting back any of the money owed to us. We just want to stop the bleeding.
Well, how many years did you guys wait to actually, you know, figure out that this could happen to you? How many years is this person delinquent?
He stopped paying since 2009, but at first the bank was taking him to court,
right.
and then the bank in 2012 or 13 sold the mortgage to another mortgage company and dropped the case.
Yeah, but it's now 8 years later that you guys haven't made a penny. All right, I'm not second-guessing anybody. All I'm telling you is if you guys would have foreclosed, got back title to the unit, and you know the person didn't care, they had walked away from it, you guys could have been renting out this unit for the last 6.5, 7 years.
That
you know, could have been making rental monies on it.
That was a decision made by a prior board.
Right. Okay. Hey,
right,
thanks for the call, Bob. I wish
much.
You guys a lot of luck.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, we got to take another break. Taking your calls, everybody, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Someday, you will need insurance, and for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach. Speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
Did you ever wish you had a more efficient way to communicate with the members in your condo and HOA? Then you need Easy Apps to design an app for an iPhone or Android device that everyone in your community can share. Instantly increase awareness of community events in real time. Save money on printing and mailing of newsletters and other documents. Collect monthly dues from members of the community by having them pay right from their phone. Communicate with your management company, post notices, and other important documents and more. There's no extra hardware or software to buy. Easy Apps takes care of everything and does all the work. If your association doesn't have an Easy App in your community, no doubt you're working too hard. Board members, take advantage of this amazing technology that lets you enjoy your community more without all the stress. Your owners will love it too. For a free app demo for your condo or HOA, call Easy Apps at 954-829-2273. 954-829-2273. Or visit the sponsors page on the Condo Craze website and click on the Cube ad for Easy Apps.
Tired of the lousy quality and customer service from your current internet and telephone provider? Are your monthly bills continuing to go up while the level of service you receive goes down? There is a choice. Based in South Florida, OpticalTel is a fully integrated telecable company utilizing advanced fiber optic technology to deliver video, internet, and telephone service to condominiums and homeowners associations throughout Florida, all at a great price. OpticalTel has defined itself as a leader within the MDU marketplace, providing fiber optics in your home or unit. OpticalTel covers the entire gamut of video, internet, and telecommunication deployment within the condominium and HOA marketplace. Call us before you sign that long-term bulk contract. OpticalTel is the clear choice for video, internet, and phone from beginning to end. Call 1-800-30-FIBER. That's 1-800-30-FIBER. 1-800-30-FIBER. Or visit us at OpticalTel.com.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Karen Curtis here with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Sachs, law firm specializing in community association law. Taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585.
It looks like we got Jerry in Coconut Creek. How are you, Jerry?
Good morning, Eric. Question. We're a board of seven in a condominium, and one of the members has recently told us that he intends to move out of the area to another city far away from us. Is he still entitled to be on the board? Question number one. And number two, at the end of the term, can he put his name in again to run for another term, even though he's not living here anymore?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, Karen, you know the answer to that one. Okay. So you have a board of seven in a condo. One of the members apparently can't get far enough away from the rest of you and says that he's moving. All right. Eventually,
Orlando,
he's moving, but you never know. Eventually, may turn into never. So yes,
he bought a house.
Okay, but he didn't officially announce his resignation.
No.
So he's on that board until he actually resigns. And by the way, just to get off topic, just a smidgen. Let's say that you're go to a board meeting and you're fed up and you can't take it anymore and you lose your patience and you scream out, "That's it. I've had enough. I resign. I've had enough of this place." Guess what the case law says? You've literally just resigned. It's not enough to say, "Well, it was just the heat of the moment." No, you resigned. Okay. That being said, this person is on the board until they either have a nervous breakdown at one of the meetings and announce that they're resigning, or they actually put it in writing. Okay? So he's on there. Now, let's say that he moves. The question is, does he still own the unit? In your condo?
I believe he mentioned that his mother-in-law is going to move into the unit.
It may get worse. You may get his mother-in-law on the board. Can you imagine? Oh, my God. My mother-in-law is actually retired, and she decided to get on the board where she lives. Comes into my house. You're not going to believe what happened. Yes, I would believe what happened. Why did you retire and decide to do this? So I now wind up getting condo questions for communities I don't even represent. So I don't know why she did this to herself, but to each his own, I guess. But the bottom line is, let's say this person moves out of your community. Yes, they can still be on the board in your community as long as they own a unit in your community. They get to stay. Isn't that nice? And they can taunt you from a new community now. Okay?
So in other words, he could stay on even though he's not physically on the property
anymore. That's exactly right. That's why you can have board members that live, and oftentimes a lot of board members spend half the year in New York or even another country in Canada. Happens all the time. Nothing illegal about it.
So can a vote be done by phone if a vote is necessary?
Yes. Yeah. Board members can appear by phone as long as they can hear everybody and everybody can hear them. They're allowed to attend telephonically or by other means. Skype is often used, and absolutely 110% legal.
And he can run again as well.
He can run again as long as he is still an owner. Absolutely. Nothing preventing
him. Okay, great.
Okay?
Thank you very much, because this is a question that's going to come up soon, and I want to have the right answer before.
You got it. You got the right answer. Okay?
Thank you very much, Eric.
Thank you, Bob. Okay. How about we go to Pat in Deerfield?
Hey, Pat.
Eric, yes, my name is Pat. I have a question on the new law that Governor Scott just approved with the 75-foot high-rise.
Uh-huh.
Again, are we going to go into the whole battle? Does it apply to 75 feet or less?
No, it does not.
Four-story high-rise that is not 75 feet?
It does not apply to you. The requirement for an engineered life safety system does not apply to you. I'll still take the position that, and this would have been clarified this year as well, it was set to pass. But the bottom line is it's clear from that the legislature was ready to clarify the law to say if you're under 75 feet, none of this applies to you. So, yes, I will still take the position unequivocally that if you're under 75 feet, none of this talk has anything to do with you. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
No problem. We're talking about sprinkler systems and engineered life safety systems in communities where the building is 75 feet or higher. Okay?
Okay.
A lot of confusion about that. No problem. In a few minutes we got left, taking your call. Still time for some more. 877-850-8585. Again, 877-850-8585. And we were talking about the new estoppel law that went into effect July 1st. So let's keep going about some of the changes to the law. The new law requires the associations to disclose if there's a capital contribution fee. What's a capital contribution fee? Sometimes you'll have in a set of documents that right away upon moving in, it's not paying your assessments up front. It's simply a separate fee called a capital contribution fee that goes into a separate pot to be used to make capital improvements in the community. And oftentimes it could be a month of assessments, 2 months of assessments. So now when you move into a community and you send out that estoppel letter, the association has to let you know before you move in whether or not there is a capital contribution fee, whether or not there are fees that will be assessed against you when you try to sell your unit. Very big in New York. I think in New York they call it like a flip tax for co-ops.
Really?
Where you have to give back like 25%.
What?
Of what you're selling it for. Yeah, very, very big, especially in the Northeast. Not as big here.
So wait a minute. So that's so you can't buy it and ameliorate it and then flip it?
That's exactly right.
That's a big trend now.
Correct. But now you have situations up north especially where about like 25% go back. Very, very
common.
To
the state?
No, back to the co-op.
Oh, to the co-op.
Back to the co-op. Yep, happens all the time. They call it up there a flip tax.
Oh.
Here the question is there any resale fees? Haven't really seen that here in condos and HOAs. Typically the burden to come up with some money is on the new buyer that comes in the form of a capital contribution fee, and you don't really see sellers get penalized in that regard. What else? In the estoppel letter, you have to be told whether or not there are transfer fees. Now, the condo statute, pretty clear on transfer fees, right? Bottom line is $100 per applicant, and a married couple is considered one applicant. Now, we did shows on this before, Karen, where you would have associations charging you a $100 transfer fee, and then they tack on things like, wait a minute, it's a $100 transfer fee, but now we're going to charge you an extra $150 for a background fee, an extra $200 move-in fee, and they would just tack these charges on. And that's why a lot of condos find themselves in a class action lawsuit now. because the statute is clear.
Yes.
$100 means $100, period. You also need to be told now if there are any violations on your unit. The association have to disclose if the rules require the board to approve the transfer of your unit, whether or not you want to sell it or if you want to rent it. Is it subject to approval from the board of directors? You have a right to know all this now before moving in. I actually think this is a good thing. What about whether or not there is a right of first refusal, right? If you want to sell it to a third party, can the condo or HOA says, wait a minute, we get the first bite of the apple?
Mm-hmm.
You have to be told if that's the case now. And you have to know a list of all the associations of which your unit is a member.
Okay.
Sometimes you're a member of a sub-association
and
a master association.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, so there's a lot that has to be disclosed now, including information for all of the insurance companies that are maintained by the association. And the bottom line is that a stop letter has to be signed by an officer or agent of the association. So massive new changes in regards to estoppel this year, a lot.
So this new form is basically telling a new owner everything they need to know before closing on their new condo or home. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Certainly a whole bunch of important things that they absolutely need to know. There's really no question about it.
So this person receiving the estoppel letter, and you said it could be emailed?
Yeah, correct. Okay. They can ask for it by email now, correct.
So I don't know about the signature, but anyway, they have a right to rely on the information?
Yeah, exactly. For a period of 30 days, if the estoppel letter is sent by email, and they have a right to rely on it for 35 days if sent by regular mail.
Okay, so they've sent the estoppel letter, and then they find out after the sale that they owe all this money, and so the estoppel letter was wrong. So who's on the hook for the money?
Yeah, if they make a mistake, for example, if within the 30 or 35 days the association catches that error, they can send out an amended estoppel certificate. And an amended certificate has to be delivered on the date of issuance. Like, you got to let the person know that day, holy cow, we made a mistake, and here's the right answer. But an association waives that right to collect any monies owed in excess of the amount specified in that certificate from any person who relied on that in good faith, and from the person's successors and assigns, they get to rely on it too. So associations, you better get the numbers right before you send it out. And if you try to correct your error after the closing occurred, you are out of luck, so be careful. We got 2 minutes left, and we got Ron in Deerfield. Ron, got to ask your question quick.
Yeah, hi. Question is in reference to removing a board member. Does that require a community vote, or can 4 out of 7 board members vote to have him put out?
Board members cannot remove board members, okay? Can't do it. Board members can remove officers. So, for example, let's say your board doesn't like this person serving as vice president anymore. So the 7 board members can get together, and somebody makes a motion to say, let's remove Joe as the vice president. Is there a second? Yes. All in favor, say aye. And if the vote passes to remove Joe as the vice president, Joe is no longer the vice president. But is Joe still on the board of directors? Yes, he is. Now, if the unit owners want to remove somebody from the board, they got to do it by way of a recall. And a recall, we won't go into the whole process now, we're basically out of time. But a recall is, let's say there's 100 units in the community, you got to get 51 of them to vote in favor of recalling that person from the board. It gets served on the board like a lawsuit, and at least under the new statute, it seems as if that recall now potentially may be automatic, and that person is gone. But Ron, thank you very much for the question. That brings us to the end of the show and another week of Condo Craze and HOAs. Lots to talk about next week. We'll finish up on the estoppel information. And whatever else comes up in the crazy world of condos and HOAs this week, there is always a story.
Oh, yes.
So everybody have a great week. Karen, you have a great week.
Thank you,
Stephen, have a great week. And we'll speak to everybody again next week at 11 a.m. Have a great week, everybody.
Never wait for that first drop of water to leak from your ceiling before you decide to check your roof. Once damage sets in, repairs become more expensive. Invest in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing and protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with our annual service agreements that prevent leaks, provide emergency service, and increase the life expectancy of your roof. We give you a realistic budget, so there are no unwelcome surprises. Our roof service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Visit our website at bestroofing.net.
Is your condominium starting to crumble? Are your balconies breaking down? Are pieces of concrete and stucco flying off your building, making the building look ugly and putting your residents at risk? Are you in need of your 40-year certification for your building? If so, you need Carousel Development and Restoration right away. Carousel is a concrete restoration company specializing in high-rise condominiums throughout South Florida. Whether you need balcony repairs, garage decks, full deck replacement, rail fabrication and installation, impact windows and doors, or painting and waterproofing, Carousel has you covered. After all, we're South Florida's largest locally owned structural restoration contractor and have been located in Delray since 1979. We know how tough it is to start projects in your condo. Where do you begin? You begin by calling the licensed and insured experts at Carousel Restoration for a free estimate. 561-272-3700. That's 561-272-3700.
Or visit the website cdri.net.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.net.
Need an insurance evaluation, audit, or quotation for your condo association or homeowners association? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz. We insure over 800 associations, and we are the clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989. We write insurance on billions of dollars of property values. We are an independent insurance agency representing insurance companies which specialize in condo and HOA insurance. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your insurance program, call now 954-640-6225 and ask for Greg Waltz. 954-640-6225, Mack, Mack & Waltz Insurance Group. Let us protect your association.
WRMF HD2. Your home for Farsky Radio.